שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חורבן כהזדמנות לתיקון, נקרא קטעים נבחרים.
We are in the topic of a ruin as an opportunity for correction. We're continuing on excerpt 19 by Baal HaSulam. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova or the Elvut system. Anyone who asks a question down here, please stand up, hold the microphone close to your mouth. Please love.
We have nothing to scrutinize right now. We just need to continue. We are in the days of the ruin, the destruction, and we are scrutinizing these exact states that we're going through. Please.
19. There are two authorities here acting. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to do good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time, when the evolving object is a living feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pain while under the press of development which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development. Again, 19 by Baal HaSulam. There are two authorities here acting. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful, but it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of the people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
Questions? None. Okay. So let's continue. Oh, Asaf.
He writes that the authority of the earth releases a person from the chains of time. What does that mean?
To rise above time. Meaning that corporeal time will not determine his state, but he himself.
That means it's like software that's working anyway.
Yes.
And a person can what?
Rise above it. Make corrections that don't pertain, don't belong to his generation. So these are corrections above time.
So the corrections have to happen, this development.
Yes, yes.
And what a person does is
he compresses the operations together and makes them, does them in a different way. Yes.
But the actions of this carving thing, it doesn't matter, it still presses on you and...
Yes, but it does it in a different way, by compression.
So what changes?
Time changes. He saves time.
Okay.
Again.
Yes.
What is this authority of the earth? What is it?
The authority of the earth are people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
The authority of the earth is something private of a person, or is it something that will control, I don't know...
It governs according to a person's decision and success.
What is an excuse that people want to reach the authority of the earth? For what?
They want to participate in the process of correction and the end of correction themselves. And they understand that it depends on them.
And where does this desire come from? That's the point in the heart. That's their awakening.
Of course, they have these elements, these data in the will to receive that awakens them to connect to the general process in this way.
The person is on the path. The point of the heart awakens, he comes to the group, he works in a 10. Is there a point where a person says, I'm going to use this authority of the earth? Is there a stage that, how do I say it? We come to our final decision, this is what we're doing, and I don't keep falling. Because it looks at also the ones that are studying. I see it on myself. I'm not always in authority of the earth. I'm once like this, once like that. Where is that place where a person says, that's it, I'm in this path, and I'm not leaving it. I'm constantly going to be in the authority of the earth and not keep falling.
He's under the influence of the group. When he gives himself... He gives himself up to the forces of the ten, and then he advances constantly with them, within them.
A person's ability to advance, does it affect, it's called the authority of the land, as if it's something global, or that's at least what it sounds in my ears, or... Does a person correct himself, his own feeling? He won't suffer. He won't be under this press of development.
The purpose of our correction is to connect together in order to come to bestow upon the Creator out of the connection between us. What are you asking about this?
Yes, Syria.
There's a 10. The 10 is connected and they're following this authority of the land.
Yes.
And eventually they'll reach their correction. Let's say they have.
Yeah.
So how, if at all, it will affect what's happening around the 10, on reality around the 10? Or maybe it's not even a relevant question.
Now, the environmental correction is also important for us, because by this we are preparing the entire vessel of Adam HaRishon to be impressed and moved and correct itself entirely, all of it.
Will there be a state that a group that chose to follow the authority of the land was even maybe successful to get through a few corrections? Will they pull all of reality behind them? Or will reality have to find the person by person and awaken around the world and go through this process we're going through?
I think they are both, they are the same.
What does that mean?
It means that the general correction and the personal correction in the end are the same correction. And we'll all have to do it. And there is no one here who can escape or do it later or something. On our path, as we are busy in our personal corrections,
yeah.
Is there any hint, reason, anything to take from the outside world, to look at the outside world and take anything from there? Or we say that there's us and then there is a...
We have no business in the external world except for us, that we need to come out of it and start connecting in a way that we will be that central inner point that the whole external world will also at some point unite with us.
So we need to concentrate on the work between us and seemingly forget what is happening on the outside to some extent.
Yes.
As much as possible.
Yes.
Thank you.
We will get all kinds of signs and influences, but along with this, and despite that, we have to connect together. Despite that, for now, afterwards time will come that we'll start connecting to them. Yeah.
These two governances, a person discovers only when he's walking on the path, right? So how does he determine that now he's under the government of the earth or the government of heaven?
I can't hear what you're saying. You lost your forces.
I'm asking, how does a person determine if now he's governed by the earth or by the heaven?
If you want to determine something on the earth, it's the authority of the land. If you want to determine something as a spiritual group, it's the authority of the heavens.
Sorry, now I'm even more confused. I thought that once we are in the group, we take upon ourselves to work, which is actually the authority of the earth, right? We don't let development to influence us until it leads us to the end of our correction. We accelerate it, right?
Okay.
So the question is, how does a person take the law of development on himself?
On himself, well, let's say that's what he writes, but what we need to do is we take the laws of development and participate in them in a way that it belongs for the correction, for the authority of the land and the heavens. It's still mixed.
In the end, is it supposed to be divided into something clear?
No, I don't think so.
So they will always complement each other?
We don't know yet. It's still not clear to us what process we're in. It's a process of correction, for sure, but in what stage, on what line, that's unknown yet.
Is there a point where a person says, I'm no longer a beast, but now I'm working toward being man?
Under the condition, he takes the laws of nature on himself and can rise above his nature to a spiritual nature.
Thank you.
Gengir. It is
written that the authority of heaven, which is guaranteed to bring everything into good and useful, whereas an animal feels suffering terrible torment while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. How does the Creator, who is said to be good and does good, it says here that it carves its way with ruthlessness?
Because it follows a simple law. Either you advance through the force of reception or the force of bestowal. What's so much to ask about here?
Nature suffers because a person develops, or is he talking only about people in whom the point in the heart hasn't awakened?
I don't understand.
When he says any animal or any living being, is he talking about any living creature or only about people in whom the point in the heart hasn't awakened?
Everyone works through a deficiency. That's what he's trying to say.
So everyone will suffer horrendous torments unless they take upon themselves
more suffering, less suffering, but it's all instead of pleasures. They don't even know what the pleasures are. They're suffering, and everything they're doing is what suffering pushes them to do.
So where is the good and does good here?
He's not here yet. The good that does good is what we have to reach. We have to reveal the Creator. Then we'll feel the good that does good.
In other words, for all of nature, the Creator is not good and does good. It's something that causes horrendous suffering, right? Carving its way ruthlessly, yeah. And only those who choose Him to see as good and does good, after He works in the group, etc., He will be rewarded with seeing Him as good and does good.
Correct. And all of nature is suffering because of man. His hand is in everything.
Beseder. Tov. Itchaltam largish ta tisha yamim.
You started feeling the 9 days.
Az eifo anachnu, Moshe? 20.
So where are we, Moshe? 20, right?
Exit number 20. Baal HaSulam says, the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves, and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist.
כל הדאגות וכל המזיקים מהארץ. וכל אחד היה...
We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa, the shell of the body, and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form.
Questions? None. Read it again, Moshe.
Again, excerpt 20. The will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and to be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies. And you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to arise to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is, as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form.
Questions?
Ken.
Thank you very much, Rav. Come and see when all the people in the world unanimously agree. If we're talking about the ten, in the ten, we can agree unanimously. But this is our request. It's like a model. Is it like a model of the world in the ten?
Yeah. Yes, correct. You can feel all the laws that will ever work on the worlds in Gmar Tikkun, the end of corrections, and somewhat, in some measure, we can already feel it now. Okay. Okay. Our group is like a lab. That to some extent, we can scrutinize all those laws. Next.
21. One does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain. Again, one does not live for oneself, but for the whole chain. Thus, each and every part of the chain does not receive the light of life into itself, but only distributes the light of life to the whole chain.
Yep.
No.
Well,
What is it? It's a desirable state, existing state. What does it mean that one does not live except for the purpose of the whole chain?
How could it be if you're just a part of the chain? So how do you think what to live for yourself? How is that possible if you're dependent on everybody? You must pass the awakening of the Creator to them, to organize them, to fill them, do everything you must do as part of this chain.
Yes, but I'm not living like that. No one lives like that in the world. Everyone lives for themselves.
That's why our world looks like this.
Hence my question. That's the desirable state. This is what we have to achieve.
Right.
So why does he write it like he's stating it? A person does not live unless for...
That according to the laws of the upper nature, this is how it should be.
And until a person reaches it?
So he gradually falls down into suffering, problems, learns from them, and understands that he should change something in life, that finally you can't keep living like this. And he tries to learn something, to change his attitude to nature, to everybody. That's still before us. Okay?
Ken.
Yeah.
The whole chain, does that mean all the souls in all the incarnations?
I wouldn't want to get into this. What in our times it's called all the souls and all the... Obviously, it changes. It's above time, in time. We'll know at one point. It doesn't matter. What's important to us is what's in our time and what we should determine. As he writes, to know as much as we can about the laws of the change, what belongs to us, until we bring the whole chain into the right existence to keep the spiritual laws. Okay? What do we have here?
Woman Europe.
Women Europe.
Buenas noches, Rab. Buenas noches, amiga. La pregunta es si el sufrimiento y las enfermedades no diferencian si es un niño o un anciano.
Es...
El texto se refiere a los grados
Does suffering that separate a child and a grown-up, is that related to the degrees of the soul?
Yes, suffering depends on time, the degrees of the soul, the degrees of the group. It's a result. The extent of suffering is a result of all these things.
Ken.
Yeah?
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Buongiorno a tutti, grazie Rav.
Hello everyone, thank you Rav.
Immaginare che tutti noi stiamo lavorando con le due prime mitzvah, quella del timore, dell'amore, con l'intenzione di essere dei servitori del creatore.
Can we imagine that all the friends are serving the Creator out of fear?
No, we can't say that, but when we come back to the work of the Creator, so we start from fear. Yep.
Woman help too. Yes, yes.
Excuse me.
Quello che io voglio dire è possibile che tutti noi manteniamo la mitzvah del timore connessa alla mitzvah dell'amore, ossia accettare tutto quello che ci manda il Creatore con tutto il cuore, con l'intenzione di essere dei suoi servitori, cioè accettare tutto e al contempo vedere lui in ogni cosa, perché nello Zohar è scritto che la prima mitzvah è riconoscere che lui è la sua grandezza, che è la fonte di ogni cosa.
What is written in the Zohar that the first commandment is to fear him because he is great and ruling. So he's asking, should we connect between fear and love, meaning accept everything that the Creator gives us as coming from love, and to be in fear so we have connection with him?
Yeah.
With the intention of being his servants.
Yeah, he's saying everything correct.
Immaginare che a questo punto il creatore, per farci avanzare ancora di più, ci mandi le clipot che ci pongono le domande di chi è cosa.
So in that state, can we depict to ourselves that it's the Creator who sends us these shells so that we will be in questions of who and what?
That's also correct, but you can't say that he's sending it to us. These shells, to begin with, are in us. But actually, he's speaking correctly.
Moscow 6.
È possibile che lui ce le mandi...
Moshe, I can't take so many questions from one person. I'm sorry.
Woman Moscow 6.
Women Moscow 6.
Thank you, Rav. What are the conditions that enable the outside world to connect around us, and how can we accelerate it?
Through the connection between us, we push the whole world into connection too. Moscow 4.
Men. Moscow 4.
Добрый день, Рав, мировое кли.
Good morning, Rav, world кли.
Вопрос. Все страдания мира это жизнь без Творца?
All the suffering of the world, is it life without the Creator?
Yes.
Должны осознать это. Мы это должны осознать.
And we seemingly need to recognize it. We need to recognize it.
Yes.
Yofi. Woman Mach 57.
Good. Woman Mach 56.
Hello, dear love. At the end of excerpt 20, it is written, as we said, the path of suffering leads us to our final form. What is my role? What should I do so that the path of suffering will bring about the right form and not ruin?
Try and go in a way that the suffering will teach us, push us ahead, and we'll go in the right direction.
Can I ask another question? You said before that if we feel suffering, then we can't be in contact with the Creator. And if my beast suffers, it feels suffering, it's complaining, but the heart is delighted with the understanding that it's from the Creator.
That is the most important thing. Through the point in the heart, you're connecting to the Creator.
Thank you, dear Rav. Hello, world clear. To continue the friend's question, in our state, is the Creator good and does good by bowing down, or will they receive for us?
Yes, so the Creator in all his actions is the good that does good, and only working through love, and the fact that we are in opposite material, that we don't feel it, but on the contrary, there's suffering and problems. That's until we correct ourselves, and then we'll also feel like him.
Woman so, Turkey 1.
Women Turkey 1.
Rav, anlıyorum ki bu dünya bir laboratuvar. Peki bizler çalışmamızda
yarar. I understand that this world is like a laboratory for us. Meaning, can we say that in our work we bring down the Creator into our reality, or do we elevate ourselves to his reality?
we raise ourselves to the Creator by our work.
Yafe.
Nice.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот тут
yes, Rav,
каток развития и про путь земли.
Бала Сулам writes about the press of development and the authority of the land. How do we know if we are walking in the way of the land, the authority of the land, or are we are being pushed by the press of development?
Now we are going under that press of development. It is pressing on us and pushing us ahead.
That
we don't want to develop correctly, but it's still pushing us into it. If we'll overcome and go faster in Gmar Tikkun and search for ways to do deeds of our own, so it turns out that we ourselves are pushing that press and we are speeding up the process. So last ones are Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, please.
Огромная благодарность Творцу, что у вас у нас есть вы ведете нас.
Great gratitude to the Creator, that we have you and you're leading us to the Creator, to the light.
Я очень рад тому, что у нас с вами есть хорошая связь, что вы слушаете уроки и двигаетесь.
I'm very happy we have a good connection with you, that you're listening to the lessons and advancing with us. So everything will be okay.
Tov.
Okay.
В принципе, мы все закончили на сегодняшний день, что должны были.
So we kind of finished what we were planning today. Are there any questions?
Никаких. Есть машу лешоль?
None.
Nothing. Tov.
Okay, so let's end the lesson and we'll see you at noon if you want to participate in that lesson.
Please.
So the broadcast today, Thursday, at 10, the program connecting to the 10 Sefirot with Rav. 10:30, Basic Concepts of the Wisdom of Kabbalah with Rav Lightman, talks on about the path at 11, and at 12, afternoon lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman, and we'll end with a melody.
Bait fila ikare.